shooter was not in custody. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey told reporters he believes the shooting suspect is an employee at the Kent Moore Cabinets location. By the time the officers arrived, the shooter was gone. The shooting took place in the bays in a plant where employees make cabinets. Employees were being interviewed and witnesses had identified a suspect. Police were looking for the suspected shooter, but he could not describe that person. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has sent agents and dogs to the scene of the shooting, but they can't provide more detail on what happened. It's a pretty rapidly evolving situation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 57 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet and stormy pattern at times over the next few days. Tonight, the risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, another round of some locally strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening. And yet another round on Saturday. Both Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be severe, with the main threat damaging wind gusts. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Download it today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome to the 13th Hour.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual's situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
It's got to be fucking.
And that is your legal disclaimer. And by the way, have you called David Earnest? Call him right now at 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. Let David Earnest put you on the path to financial security. Call David Earnest today.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Invisible Man. Well, I thought I was speaking to the Invisible Man. He does not seem to be... Hello! Oh, there you are.
Yeah, man. Sorry. I was just messing with you.
Tell me, what are some of the advantages to being an invisible man?
You can save money on dry cleaning, and it's easier to sneak into the movies.
And like so many other unusual people I talk to, you probably use David Ernest as your asset preservationist.
Oh, wow, man. You saw right through me on that one.
I understand he's been in the business almost 40 years.
And you can put David to work for you today by calling 279-7431.
An unsolicited testimonial for asset preservationist David Ernest from The Invisible Man.
That's right, man.
One final question. How is it you save money on dry cleaning?
Well, invisible men don't wear clothes, man.
Really? You're not standing behind me, are you?
And Doug.
Hey, Limu. It was a great idea to come here to the gun show today to tell everybody about our great insurance programs.
Hey, look, everybody. It's that Emu. It's always on the TV talking about insurance. Get him.
You killed Limu.
We only killed what we needed to.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
From our super secret studio, where we accept exact change, debit or credit cards, but not people from Prague. I'm sorry, we do not accept checks. David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Are you a follower? Do you just go with the flow? Or do you tend to blaze a trail and lead others to freedom? You can find out tonight when David will discuss how to keep your retirement from going down the drain. David's guest tonight is the sometimes mysterious, always entertaining Terry Adams, whose program, Clearing the Air, you can hear on Saturday evenings from 6 until 10 p.m. on this very radio station. Now, here he is, the Ayatollah of your bankroller, the Professor of Prosperity, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Yes, there he is.
Thank you.
Zooming in.
Zoom, zoom.
Got Terry Adams over here. And
we got the expert here today. We got the truth seeker expert.
And here. The truth speaker. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm okay. How are y'all?
Can't complain too much. I did not hear. Did you hear? What the president said about guns?
He said he didn't like them.
What do you call it, the AFT?
That AFT rifle? Yeah, those are bad.
Well, no, he called the Bureau. It's supposed to be BATF. He called it the AFT.
That would be the aft. That's the back of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, they keep calling the AR-15 an assault rifle. Wouldn't anything you shoot somebody with pretty much be an assault rifle?
If you assault someone with it, it's an assault rifle.
I would think so.
By definition.
And I have a .22 rifle. I think it's a Winchester. Mm-hmm. If you can find the short .22s, mm-hmm. you can get 25, 30 bullets in it.
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
And I took a few squirrels out with it. I never, mm-hmm. you know, I never shot anybody
never
with
assaulted
it.
Never assaulted
anyone. I assaulted some squirrels.
There you go.
You've been picking on squirrels?
Well, used to. Well,
they're tree rats. I mean, they're rodents.
Well, I had some old peanuts laying around the house the other day, and I was throwing them out to the squirrels, and Daddy said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, since we might be having to eat them soon, I felt obliged to fatten them up a little bit." And we had talked about what we mentioned here just a minute ago about making decisions and all that kind of stuff, but we had also talked about doing something new, Terry. An open phone night.
That's a great idea.
We just throw the phone lines open. We take questions for David about
money.
We take questions for you about things that are going on. Questions for me like, how is it you're still alive? And we take about 30, 45 seconds to ask your question, hang up, and listen for your answer. So if you would like to participate, just give us a call right now here at the station.
Just don't cuss.
Do not cuss. 272-9228. That's exactly right. So call now. Wake up the neighbors. Tell them to call.
Yep.
And we can just you know, I guess kind of
Something very strange has happened, and you guys are familiar with what I've got going on as far as Morgellons and the weird sentient fibers.
Yeah.
They're now being found in the masks that are being produced for COVID.
Really?
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
You know, I actually found a video on YouTube the other day. It's about 2 or 3 minutes. And it's all these different people. And one lady had a little child who was just a couple years old, and they had it. And from what they said, the thing comes out of it showed the guy's arm, and he was having trouble getting it out. It wouldn't pull out, and it was kind of big.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, man, I tell you what. After we had Bo Brooks on the last time, and he said he thought, in his opinion, that this... that this virus was a bioweapon.
It is.
They got out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that stuff we found that they hushed up everybody about that we found in North Carolina where they were working on bioweapons
right.
for the coronavirus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, all this stuff that you hear on, Google and Yahoo and all that news, they say, oh, no, that they can't have a bioweapon because of such as this and such as that. But, you know... Mo Brooks has been in several meetings, he said, and he hears things that the general public don't hear.
Exactly.
You know? Well, and I can tell you, though, I'm very concerned. I got a list here of things that I'm very concerned about, guys.
Okay.
We're being had.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to just say them real quick because I know we...
Go right ahead. I want to hear them.
Okay. Increased individual tax rate. Increased capital gains tax rate. Death as a realization event for taxes, phase out of pass-through deductions, increased taxes for payroll, corporate tax, corporate rates, estate and gift tax, repeal of like-kind exchanges, we'll get into that a little bit, reduce estate and gift tax exemptions, elimination of step-up in basis at death, market-to-market taxes, financial transaction taxes, wealth taxes. How many more taxes do we need? Look, that's all the taxes that are going to change. I mean, that's not all of them, I'm trying to say. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Now, did you ever see Robin Williams in Popeye?
I remember.
That's one of my favorite Robin Williams movies, is the Popeye movie. And they had a little dude on a three-wheeled bicycle riding around, and he was the tax collector. No matter what was going on, if you were standing around talking to your friends, he'd ride up and hand you a little note. 50 cents sitting around talking to your friends, tax.
Yes.
That's what this is turning into. Anything that's going on, they're turning it into a tax.
Yeah. I mean, just listen to the Beatles' Tax Man, and here we go, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy, though. I mean, he stood up there and lied and said that he would not increase taxes unless you made over $400,000 a year.
Flat out.
And now he's increasing taxes across the board on everything they can find.
Exactly.
And this, guys, this is going to be the biggest disaster that this nation has ever had. We're going to have the biggest crash that you've ever seen, I think.
That's what they want.
Taxes.
That's what they want, David. They want us all dead, but first they want every last penny they can get from us before we're dead. That's my opinion.
Well,
I hope I'm wrong.
They haven't talked about closing a loophole that I know that'll get rid of a lot of this. So we're going to use that loophole like crazy. I see it as a huge opportunity for people to become educated on these loopholes that we have in this tax deferral system that we have that can get through a lot of this stuff. There's things that you could do, like, okay, for example, let's just look at this. Okay, the elimination of the step up in basis at death, which is death is realization event. In other words, those two go hand in hand, I guess, because they don't let them delay, you know, like till they sell, if that's what they get. You know, if you use non-qualified accounts, you can pass them from one generation to the next, at least one generation under current practice. And they're not talking about that. So that could really, really change a lot of things. In other words, we may have the biggest weapon against Biden. He don't even know it exists. It's like a secret weapon.
Good. We're going to need
The only reason why I'm talking about it on this little radio station is because you know, I guess they just think we're dumb and don't know a whole lot.
They do.
And, you know, maybe they won't do much about it because, you know, we down here in the South, we just dumb. You
That's
know,
right.
We talk silly and we dumb. We don't know how to, tax defer our taxes.
Mm. We have a call, guys.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we
do.
We got
a gracious call. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone.
Maybe
you're on the
good question.
You're on the air with David, and that would be that Terry Adams guy.
And that Rusty guy.
Yes,
too.
Identify yourself, and please don't cuss. Remember, take about 30 or 45 seconds for your question.
Well, you know, I might cuss.
Well, uh-oh. just don't do it.
We have a dump button. We're prepared.
Well, I don't have to identify myself. You know who my voice is.
I know who you are. This is Paul. This is Paul, the wonder maker, the guy that can fix anything for pennies on a dollar. I know who you are.
You know, actually, the other week I fixed a lady, Cole, that she listens to your show. Another company wanted $2,000 to put an indoor coal in, and I saved her $1,200.
Wow. Thank
That's
you.
Amazing.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
See,
for doing that.
You know, people are smart enough to listen to this show, and we're all smart enough to tell people secrets, or maybe they're not really secrets, but, you know, ways to save money. Mm-hmm. You know? That's what it's all about. Kind of like, let's share these ideas. And of course, I never will forget, and I really always will be grateful of you saving me. You know, that big money when I was down in Florida, it cost me $25 to fix that air conditioner. They told me it had bit the dust. That we could not be fixed. And I went and got that thermostat, like you said, stuck it on there, and it's been blowing cold air ever since.
There you go.
You just can't trust everybody.
No.
But you can trust.
No, but you can trust me, Paul, with Alabama Heat and Air.
That's right.
Trust me.
What's your phone number, Paul?
334-669-6693.
There you go.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, all right. Paul, did you have a question about any of this tax stuff?
You know, I mean, what's going on with the tax stuff, and what are they doing?
They want to tax everything that's taxable. Everything they can think of.
Mm-hmm.
They want to tax you. You run a business, so they want to bring your taxes through the roof.
You know, that's stupid. Then all you're going to do is run the small people and companies and stuff off. And what are you going to have? Big corporations doing heating and air? I don't know. I wouldn't think Biden's going to apply.
I mean, like instead of doing a $1,200 evaporator, you've got a $2,000, $3,000,
$4,000 one. Bro, that'd be $6,500.
$6,500? No! Man, you're making me hurt.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the regulations. The new Freon 410,
they have to look at them every day. I'm telling you, you have to look at just all kinds of things that we have to look at. You know, like this recession that may be coming. People are not being warned of this. They're getting inkling warnings. So, you know, well, the stock market could go way down. Oh, yeah, really? And everybody keeps buying in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way the bubble works. You know, and then it pops, and then that's the end of it.
Well,
you know?
Paul, thank you for the call. Remember,
call Paul.
He'll take care of you.
He'll take care of us.
He knows all.
You can
about
use it.
Conditioning and heating.
You can use that, Paul. Call Paul. We need to get him an air conditioning commercial on TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, here's a lot of things that are going on. All these taxes, but not only that, they want to monkey with our medical insurance, Terry.
Imagine that.
They want a public option. In other words, they want to fix it. And I was reading some stuff here about, you know, some of the things they're looking at. But here's a problem. When you fix cost, you know, if you go into a hospital or if you got a bill, I don't know if any of you ever noticed this or not, but let's say the bill was $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted $20,000 through the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these folks that have been cost shifted. In other words, they have to pay the whole $100 or somewhere close to it, you know, or if they don't have as good of a discount. So what they're saying is that the folks that if we get on the public option, all that discounting will go away and we all got to pay increased costs. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure.
I mean, how smart are these people? I think their light bulbs are really dim.
That's spelled D-E-M.
I got you. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, David, in my opinion, the goal here is the destruction of this country. They want to destroy America for the New World Order. That's what their ultimate goal is. But they want, like I said, they want to suck every dime from our accounts before it's all over.
That's the reason why it gets me so upset. Now, I'm always looking for stuff to try to circumvent it, you know, with a different product or a different tool or a different way of getting
around. You do a pretty good job of doing that, too. You do a great job of doing that.
You just have to stay ahead of them, but, you know, they're right behind us. They're closing in on us. Look what they did to Trump.
Yep.
That's the reason why I really have a lot of respect for Mo Brooks, though.
I agree.
He stood up there. And he said what he thought, which is what most of us thought.
Yep.
I really appreciate that guy.
I do, too. And I tell you, it takes a special individual to put themselves in harm's way like he did to do that.
Sure does. And I tell you what, I think he's going to reap the benefits, even though he probably didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He did it because he was convicted.
Yep. That was the right thing to do.
And that's the reason why we're on this radio show talking about all these things. We're convicted to tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
or tell what we know.
Yep.
We're trying to warn.
He's trying to protect you folks.
We've got to warn folks of what... You're not going to get it on mainstream media.
No. No, you're not.
They are in cahoots with the deal.
Yep. That's the most powerful weapon.
They want to get into the money train that they're trying to get into, and that is the liberal side where they can get some of that money. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
They're buying votes. People coming in from other countries that are not citizens. They're dropping babies over walls. How crazy is this? They want to kill babies, but they want a baby dropped over a wall that they'll take. Now, what kind of insanity is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the people who do the abortions, you know, they sell.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to.
Aborted baby
parts. There's not a good way to say it. They're selling baby parts.
They
for
are.
For medical stuff and research. And
don't forget taste enhancers.
I was going to say.
There's a company called Sonomics that uses aborted kidney cells from fetuses, and they make taste enhancers
God.
That's used in a lot of soft drinks. That's a fact.
I did not.
Unbelievable.
Know that.
That's a fact.
I did not know that either.
I'll tell you something else. I'm not a big fan of Alex Jones, but he busted a story this past weekend about one of the reasons there won't. No borders, or basically let everybody in at the border, is for child trafficking reasons.
So these 18,000 supposed children that are down there,
they're going to be put into the trafficking rings
at risk.
Yeah,
man,
it's sad. It's sick, man.
It's the whole thing's sick.
It is sick.
But the lies that have been told, especially about these taxes.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about them just a second
please,
here.
Please do.
Increased individual tax rate. Well, that's just a percentage that's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lied to us. He's going to increase capital gains. That's everybody. That's not just people over 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's capital gains.
He lied.
Death is a realization event. You know,
what does
that's
that mean?
Tied
what does
back
that
into
mean,
the,
David? What does that mean, death is a realization event? What does that mean?
That's tying back into the elimination of step-up and bases, I think,
okay.
is what it means is... in other words, when you eliminate step-up, there's two ways to have to pay the taxes. One is immediately,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is to wait until the beneficiaries sell it.
Yeah, wait till the smoke clears, yeah.
So, but if death is a realization event, they got to pay it right there.
Instantly.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Could it be, or could the fact be, that the reason the U.S. government has not banned Bitcoin is they secretly want people to buy into it so that they can seize it and be in control of everybody's money because it's the cryptocurrency. It's not real. It's on the computer.
Good question.
I think they're using the cryptocurrency as a guinea pig
mm-hmm.
so that they can do all the work for them so that when they figure out all the ins and outs and crooked, in other words, stuff for how you can hide things,
mm-hmm.
they'll know how to prevent you from hiding things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And I mean, like, India's already got a pot belly full of it.
Yep.
And China's already trying to control that. So I just think they're just trying to use everybody.
Now, India has banned it, right?
It banned it, a lot of it, most of it, mm-hmm. yes.
I'm one of these. I like little trinkets and little gadgets and stuff. And I like to order stuff off of Wish.
Oh man, me too.
And they've got actual physical Bitcoins that you. I don't think they're not the actual Bitcoin. It's just a coin that says Bitcoin on it.
Yeah.
So you can say you have a Bitcoin. I don't think they're worth anything.
No, but it's kind of cool.
But you know, you can go to McDonald's and find the cashier that's not real sharp.
Again, they want to phase out pass-through deductions. That's pretty self-explanatory. If you had a deduction, you couldn't take it because it's, you know, it won't pass from one corporation to the next or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to increase the taxes for payroll, corporate rates, and estate and gift. So payroll tax, you know, essentially that's the part that a lot of that's like Social Security. Mm-hmm. Where they want to tax on a larger part of it instead of like $135,000. They want an unlimited amount that they can tax on. So that has a lot to do with that. The corporate tax rate will go from 21% back up to 28%. And the estate and gift tax is the killer. Guys, you know, if they drop this thing back down to, they say, oh, we're going to only drop it down to $3.5 million. But they've talked about dropping it back down to $1
million.
Man. And if they drop it back down to $1 million, that means everything over $1 million that's inherited will get 45% deduction.
45%.
They want to raise that from 40 to 45%.
Roughly half.
And then if you count on top of that, the elimination of step-up, at death and bring the death as a realization event, taxes due immediately, that's another 20, 30, 40%.
They're going
to
get
it all. So really, they're going to get about 60 to 80% maybe of everything you got.
My God. Total control.
Now, and they voted for these clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay? So people who have a lot of money, they need to know what I know, because what these other folks are doing with their money, mm-hmm. is not preparing them for these events that are going to tear them apart and take up to 50, 60, 70% of their wealth away.
Amen.
Everybody over $1 million, you better be giving me a call.
You better. 272-9228. If you have a question you want to call, please, 272-9228. Ask a question, hang up, and David will answer it for you.
And if you want to talk to David about your finances, 279-7431. Or in the Birmingham area, 205-479-0839. We're going to take a short break here in a couple of minutes. But I just thought of something.
What's that?
We could, I had an idea several years ago. I talked to my brother and my dad about it. I wanted to buy some land and open a cemetery.
Mm.
I mean, because, you know, people want to be buried, you know, and you could make a lot of money doing that. But I got a better idea now.
Yeah.
We do a thing where we get and do it in cooperation with a funeral home, and we make sure that you take it with you. They'll shovel all your money and stuff in there with you and bury it with you.
Why not?
And they'll fix it where people can't get to it.
I was going to say,
well, you know, they'll dig you.
You got to have a lot of security
guards. Just like
guards. They did Elvis. We'll booby trap it like Indiana Jones, big rock rolling down and stuff. It's, you know, there's money to be made. I'm just not real sure that's a good way to do it.
So instead of saying there's money in them there hills, there's money in them there coffins.
Yeah, and that arm reach up out of the grave and get you like you're so fond of talking about. That reminds me of an old movie, but I'll tell you about that later.
Well, we have a call. You want to ask them to hold on?
Hey, we'll try to take them.
Okay.
All right, let's maybe we'll take our break a second or two late.
I bet it's crawdad.
You're on the air with David and Terry.
Rusty.
Who's this? Don't cuss.
Yes, my name's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Terry, number one, I enjoy your show on Saturday night. And
I appreciate that.
David, I have a question for you. I am retired. I have some money in RSA-1. I'm not exactly thrilled with my options there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain, just generally speaking, how your thing works, what the money mostly gets invested in, and is it good for that kind of a situation like I'm in? And other than that, enjoy your show, and I'll listen and hang up, and y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Great call,
David.
Thank you
for the question.
Yeah.
When it comes to RSA retirement plans, they have two kinds, or actually got three. They got one that is part of something that they match with you, okay? When you vest, the only way you can get their money that they're matching with you in that program, though, is if you take a money over a period of time. In other words, I guess you could call it almost like an RSA annuity. They got other plans like deferred comp and some others that you can roll over into an IRA. And those, the ones that you can roll over without losing, you know, benefit, in other words, they're just money. They're not income programs.
Right.
Those we definitely can help you with. And how do we invest our money? Well, essentially, these insurance companies take this money and they put it in a safe haven. And then they take the interest rate off of a bond portfolio and they can either pay it to you, but we don't recommend that. They can also invest it in the stock market under anywhere from 12, 15, 20 different ways, depending on the company. And that will double, triple, quadruple. I mean, like I'm looking at some that just came in today. They're coming in at let's see, about four times as much as it was put in.
But they never touched the principal, right?
No.
So it's protected.
Okay. So in other words, so let's say that was 6%. That 6% goes back in and can't ever go away. But that particular program had a gigantic, huge bonus on top of it, which was like interest too, even though it was called a bonus. Wow. So a lot of these people on some of these products, on some of these companies, are up the last 12 months over 21, 2, 3%.
Wow.
So, but those are unusual years. Most of the time, I tell folks, don't depend on more than making 3, 4, 5, 6% average returns. But right now, we're blowing the doors. We're making a lot more than that.
Wow.
In general.
All right. Oops.
Cool.
A little loud. Cool. David, that was, I'm sure that was what he needed to hear.
That was great.
And if you have a question for David or for Terry, or shoot, I'll even answer a question.
There
if you
go.
Got one.
There
I,
you go.
I don't tell him what it's about, but I'll answer one. 272-9228.
Mayberry question.
Yeah, Mayberry question. Call us up. And we'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show after this brief message. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a brief message. It's just a minute.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
On a Thursday afternoon, about 1:45, Mr. Knowledge makes the greatest discovery of his career.
Wow, that is the best cup of coffee I ever made.
About an hour later, he discovered time travel.
Well, it's just something I've been working on in a spare time.
These are Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Let's see now. We're going to set it for a Saturday afternoon about 3:30 at the wedding reception of Joe Biden Sr. and his brand new bride, Catherine.
And as he flips the switch, Mr. Knowledge travels through time and space.
house. Soon, he finds himself at a lavish wedding reception.
Oh, hello. You must be the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's right. And who are you?
Why, I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Well, what can we do for you, Knowledge?
Oh, nothing. Just heard you guys got married, and I wanted to just stop by and ask you how you fixed for birth control.
Why, you...
Tune in next time for more Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Oh, that is gonna leave a mark. I wonder if there's cake.
Howdy, all you cowboys and cowgirls. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Have you called David Ernest? Well, round up your phone and call David right now. Call 279-7431. Or in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. You will get a call back from David, Tootle Matthew, or Princess Leah, and you'll find out just how easy it is to corral your finances and plan for a great retirement. Now, here's the man who heard they were shooting at the OK Corral, and he didn't go because he never makes a good picture. It's the old sidewinder himself, David Ernest.
Just got in a Western mode there for some reason.
Yeah, well, I do have a 6-shooter.
Do you?
There you go.
Yeah.
I have a 9-shooter.
I own no firearms whatsoever. None.
Yeah, you have no firearms?
No firearms whatsoever.
Yes, I don't either. I had a 9-shooter.
There you go.
Yeah. And I had one.
Really?
Shoot 9 bullets. And it's a revolver.
Revolver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it comes...
Well, my dad had a .44 caliber Smith & Wesson. Somebody stole it, though.
Yeah. How many would it hold?
Probably 6, I
nine.
Guess.
Yeah.
Probably not 9.
But they were big, you know, .44 caliber. Hey, getting back to that last person that called in, there was one other thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
When let's say that you are locked into the RSA program and you're looking at the thing and you're going, okay, I'm going to retire and I want to make sure that my wife gets some money if I die.
Sure.
So I'm going to take this lower amount. And let's just use this as an example. I don't know what the numbers are, but let's just for illustration purposes.
Okay. Sure.
Let's say that the high amount was $2,000 a month, but as soon as they died, it shut off. Let's say the lower amount was $1,000 a month, and if they died, their wife kept getting the $1,000 a month. So they're losing $1,000. What you can do, if you're healthy enough, is do something called pension maximization. So what is that?
What is that extra thousand,
and you buy a life insurance policy with it, but not just any life insurance policy, an extremely heavy cash value policy. And if you die during the period of time, your wife gets loaded up. If you live a long time and you both live a long time, you both get loaded because you get to keep your $1,000 a month as an investment. And if she dies ahead of time, then you didn't give away the farm. So essentially, it's a beautiful thing to look at. So I recommend anyone, before they make any decisions with the RSA or any other kind of retirement plan, if it doesn't hurt you to roll it out, in other words, they don't take something away when you roll it out, then of course we're going to talk about rolling and using, you know, safe investments like annuities. But if it takes away something, then you need to look at what I just talked about, the pension maximization, where you get to use the higher number. You get to draw the higher number your entire life.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, that's always cool. Good. Always a good thing.
272-9228. If you have a question for David or Terry, you could ask me a question. I don't know if I could answer a question.
I'm pretty
or not.
Sure you could.
Just depends
answer.
On what the question.
Now, whether it would be a correct answer, that's a whole nother story.
Because I will make something up in just a second.
In a
or
New
two.
York flash of a minute.
Now, getting back to taxes again,
yes.
You know, Biden is a very, very, very mischievous, backstabbing kind of guy.
You're being polite.
I know. When did you start liking Biden?
He saw when Trump had, as a developer, was using this like-for-like exchanges and various other things that he was able to take one investment, say like if it was a hotel, and move it over to another one, And as long as they were both income producing properties, he would be able to circumvent the taxes. Well, they want to eliminate this purely out of spite, I think, because it was a Trump weapon.
Makes sense.
But what they don't care about, obviously, is all these other folks that are using it. Even the little folks are using it. You know, there's a lot of little business people that use this stuff. A lot of these folks that have rental houses and all this other stuff. Can you imagine if you sell a rental house that you got to pay taxes on it before you buy another rental house?
It's going to destroy that business. It's going to destroy it.
It's going to destroy all kinds of businesses.
Yes, sir.
So they want to repeal like-kind exchanges and destroy people's businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is the elimination of the step-up that we talked about, market-to-market taxes. In other words, if you go from one market to another, you're going to have to pay taxes. Financial transaction taxes. That's a biggie.
Jesus.
You got some of these programs that for example, you're buying stocks or something. This is this is going to make me look a lot better than the stock guys, because everything I got is tax deferred inside the programs.
Yep.
There's no financial transaction taxes when the money comes with us.
Sweet.
Can you imagine if they do this, if they increase the financial transaction taxes? Okay, they say, okay, I don't know. Let's just say, for example, the transaction was $10. And they want an extra $2 tax for every time you buy or sell something. Can you imagine? Not only that, but they want all this other stuff. They just are lying, man. They are not. They are increasing taxes. This is the largest tax increase in history.
Yes, sir.
Exactly, I don't care what they say. If they get all this stuff, if they get it, this is the largest tax increase in history. The only chance we have is to use programs like what we've got and try to get around it, or heaven help us, we're able to hang on in the Senate and stop it.
Yep.
I noticed today that the filibuster guy, the guy in West Virginia, the Democrat,
right,
he said he wasn't going to go along with eliminating the filibuster.
I heard that.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord for that guy. I think we need to invite him to come into the Republican Party.
Yeah, and you know, David, it's gotten so radical that even a lot of the Democrats are standing up against it because they see how radical this has gotten.
And
amen.
They know there's an election coming up. And, I mean, bottom line, you keep throwing stuff on the people, they'll kick people out and put somebody else in there.
Well, you're assuming the election is fair.
They're just desperate, though.
Yeah.
They're desperate to get money for all this giveaway money they've done. They know that this thing will implode or something if they don't tax or somehow get it back. But what they're not thinking is these taxes are going to kill the economy.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to, the whole thing is going to cause a problem. It's going to be a very bad economy these next 10 years. Very bad.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. I wish somebody who voted for Joe Biden would call in.
Nobody voted for Joe
Biden.
Don't
want to go off on them. Don't want to make them feel stupid. Just want to know what they think. I mean, because I'm pretty sure that people who are of the Democrat persuasion, I'm sure their gas has gone up too. Their groceries have gone up too. Their property tax has gone up too. Everything's going up for them as well. Do they think that's a good thing? Are they thinking, yes, we just don't pay enough taxes? And if they do, are they out of their minds? But that's an open invitation.
Yeah, I think I can answer that. Yes, they're out of their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
And I would like anybody who has some money that they are concerned about, because that's their retirement money, to call David Ernest.
Please, folks.
Yes. Now, you have a relative who works with David. You do too, don't you?
That works with David?
I mean,
client,
yeah.
Absolutely. And, I do. My wife does. My mom does. Yeah.
I have a relative that is very happy with what David has done and is doing for him.
He saved my mom at least $100,000.
Man, that's all right.
I know.
He can do the same for you. 279-7431. And in the Birmingham area, it's 205-479-0839. David's got a website at retirewithernest.com. And I joke about it, but it's true. He's at the Waffle House a lot. Just go down
hey,
there and
man,
find
I
him.
Love the Waffle House.
Hey, yeah, man, you know, they got one over in Millbrook now, man.
They put one in Millbrook?
Yeah, there's, and I bet it's not a mile. You know where Marvin's, home supply place, farm supply?
Of course.
Right in the parking lot,
oh,
right
wow.
in front there.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So you can love go, it. You can go you up know, there and get it smattered or flattened or whatever.
Yep.
You,
yep.
History repeats itself. We've
always,
talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It repeats itself, and people need to learn from history. So we looked at 2008 when people had a lot of things going on, especially in these high volume places like Florida, California, where the house prices just went through the roof, and then when the crash hit, they all like cut in half.
Yep.
So I listen to people like Dave Ramsey saying, pay your house off, pay your house off, pay your house off.
No.
And I'm thinking, how did those people feel when the value cut in half and they did what he told them to do?
Exactly.
And didn't just pay it off over time, especially with interest rates as low as they are. I mean, really, there's a lot of things being said out there that just don't make sense by some of these financial people. You just because they're big shots, you've got to check the validity of what someone's opinion is.
Always.
A lot of this is just a matter of opinion, but I tell you, when they increase taxes, it's pretty obvious for me to say that's not a good thing.
No, it's never a good thing.
No.
No. And if you got, the more money you got, the worse it's going to get. You really need to use some of these tax-deferred instruments.
Yep.
Because if they get all this passed, maybe we'll be able to save most, if not all, your money, and it'll go into the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of things. There's trust work. We work with attorneys. There's all kinds of products that we have that'll generate the money tax free back to the family.
Wow.
You know, I got people that are sitting on money, and of course they don't ever want to spend it. And I say, what are you going to do with it? Well, I don't know. I'm just hanging on to it. But if we got a call, okay.
We do.
We have a call, Dave.
All right. You are on the air with David and Terry Adams.
And
yeah, I'm here too. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Don't cuss. How about it, fellas?
It's nice to
hear y'all taking phone calls again on a little bit more.
Well, hey, man, I know you got a question.
Yeah, this goes since Terry's there, and earlier on that, they was on a great show talking about the George Floyd thing. And I know me and Terry's talked it up about it being, they focused on 8:46, which was what time the first plane hit the first Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Was 8:46. No matter what video you chop that you get, that you can get and look, it never goes past 8 minutes, 10 seconds. And but they keep pushing it. Even his brother or whoever it was stood up in court, said you kept it on 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I mean eight, and in the news it's 8:46. But I promise you that
numerology.
He didn't have his knee on it that way, but they made us believe that. But the next plane hit at 9:03.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add 9:03 together you get 12. And there's 12 jurors and 8:46. I mean, the first, you know what I mean, the George Floyd thing kind of kicked off a lot of the burning, and then Terry brought it back up. And then you add that up, it's 12 jurors, and that's when the next burning is going to start. And I ain't studied in a long time, but does that tell you that kind of...
Yeah, numerology. You nailed it, Randall. It's all about numerology. That's what these occult Luciferian psychopaths, they run on numerology.
All right, Randall. Thanks for the call, man. That's food for thought. Man.
Oh, he's right.
I tell you what, that's I never would have put that together.
Well, 9/11, God is considered 10. 9/11 is 9/11 is 11.
Uh-huh.
Add those three together. That's one above God. That's what Satan wants to aspire to. It's a long, deep study. It sounds like it.
It's
interesting once you get into it.
But if the verdict is not what they want, the next big catastrophe is going to be the aftermath.
They're going to burn. Well, when the attorney called Greg's show, and I'm sorry I can't remember her name, when she called, she was talking about it's almost like they're wanting the ones prosecuting are almost like they are throwing softballs for the defense. It's like they're wanting to throw this thing. I think they are wanting to throw it because they want cities to burn.
Well, it's sad to say that if, you know, the man is proven innocent, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they're out for blood.
They are.
And George Floyd has been glorified.
And he overdosed on fentanyl.
And he was a drug addict, a thug. I don't know if he killed anybody, but you know, he's like. He's what they have taken, and when I say they, I mean the people who want to push this narrative. They've taken and putting him up on a pedestal, like he's a martyr.
Yep.
You know?
Everything's backwards. Well, let's get back into taxes.
Yeah, let's talk about that again.
272-9228, folks, if you've got a money tax question, this is the man that can answer it. You really need to trust this man. I did. My mom does. My wife does. He can take care of your money. And the beauty of his plan is your principal never gets touched. You won't lose your principal. That's rule number one.
And I hear he's got a pretty good chili recipe.
Really?
That's what I heard.
I hadn't heard that one yet.
I hadn't tasted it, but I just, you know, you hear these things.
You know? You do, yeah. Well, you do. You're in the loop. I'm not in the loop.
I'm in a ring of fire or
something. Well, you know, the thing about the taxes is that, okay, thank goodness for the guy in West Virginia, as I said, the Democrat.
Yeah. Right.
He's not a dummy. He knew what was coming.
Evidently.
So, he stood up for the rights of his constituents. Like I said, we need to invite him into our party.
No kidding.
But will they have some, room to convince him to vote for these tax increases?
It depends on how much they've got on him through all their surveillance. We have all been under surveillance, David, for at least 25 years. There's no telling. If he's got a skeleton in the closet, they know what it is.
That's look at our Secretary of State. What happened to him?
Yep.
I mean, look. I'm not defending him.
No.
But why would a woman come forth and do that?
Exactly.
It looks like it was planned.
It was.
You just all this stuff is someone's always trying to get you.
Yep.
They're always trying to get you, and I would be embarrassed if I was her. I would be embarrassed if I was anybody that was caught doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Well, I sure wouldn't want to be talking about them.
Well, you know, when they do this, all these women, and I'm not saying that women don't get assaulted and molested,
right.
But when these weird things like this happens, all these ladies come out and he did this, he did that, da, da, da. Well, he resigns or he goes away and you never hear from them again.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think they would pursue
We just don't know, but we just are very suspicious when we see these things that there's a lot of control somewhere coming from some angle to control people and to get rid of them.
And what about Kamala Harris, who said, you got to believe the woman? And what's his name up there, Cuomo? What are there, nine women? And Kamala's like, I don't think so.
Yep. Amazing how she changed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know. So, what do you believe? I mean, it's very hard and difficult to believe anything these days. Like who they made into a martyr. This are they even smarter? You know, the thing is who they make into a martyr. And then Joe Biden had the nerve to insult the South, the West, the Northeast, whoever.
Yep.
About saying that George Floyd had made more impact than Martin Luther King. Now, what fool would say such as that?
Yeah, where are the so-called black leaders? Why aren't they pitching a fit?
I agree.
I mean, really? What kind of stupidity is that? He did not do that.
Nope.
No. And there's some other things I heard about his past that was shocking that I just heard the other day. I had no earthly idea.
Yep.
The things that he used to do on screen for a living.
Oh, wow.
Who's this
I heard
now?
Some of that stuff.
George Floyd?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I just looked it up on the internet. It's all over the place, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
And he had a barbershop one time.
In Mayberry.
Well, anyway, I'm not going any further with that, but it was kind of scary. The thing is, everybody can use Google and go Google it.
That's right.
I'll look it up.
It's there. The thing is, this whole thing's crazy. When they tell us they're going to reduce taxes and they increase them dramatically
Everything's backwards. Everything's backwards.
I mean, just to pick on, just because they're PO'd at Trump, they want to get rid of the 1031 exchange.
Now,
the 1031 exchange has been around forever and a day. It's when an income-producing property or income-producing type program property can be transferred into another income-producing program. You can even, the way I understand it, you can even transfer it into REITs, you know, to avoid taxes. You get the money, transfer it over. Uh-huh. The thing is, he's gonna destroy the investment business, the stock market people. Mm-hmm. In other words, I should be happy.
Yeah,
because
your competition,
what I've got
yeah.
is not being touched, and everything's going to be magnified on what I do.
I tell you what, I still
so I still resent it because he shouldn't be doing it. He should not destroy the stock market, folks.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's destroying the economy when he does
it. I still think we ought to secede from the union.
I do, too. Again.
Yeah. I'm talking about my house.
There you go.
That's what I told David yesterday. I'm going to secede from the union, put a building up, you know, fence
you
around my place.
Have your own sovereign country.
And I'm going to declare war on the United States. Surrender and then be eligible for foreign aid.
There you go. I like that idea.
I'm working with the system. That's what everybody else
does.
Yep,
or denounce our citizenship, go down to Mexico, break back in, and get all this free stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
somebody said...
That's an idea. Maybe somebody had dropped us over the fence.
Somebody said they ought to do that for the veterans. Just take them down there in a boat and let them get out and climb back over the wall, then they'd get
sad,
free stuff.
Sad, but true.
It is sad. It's sad that the veterans get treated the way they do.
After everything they've been through.
Awful. I see it all the time.
You just can't imagine
what I see.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Well, we've just about used up our time. I've got a special song going out. I had that little Western thing going on. And we got a little Western thing as we go out tonight. But remember, we'll be back Monday evening. We're back tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night will be a rerun.
You'll be on Saturday night.
From 6 to 10, yes,
we're
sir.
We're clearing the air. You got any guests? Or you?
No, I'm just winging it, and I love being up here by myself.
Okay.
It's therapy.
And we'll be doing that. Then Monday we'll be back with live shows. And I think you'll be out of town, but you'll be coming in on the Zoom.
That's right.
Is that right?
So I will say this. Before we leave, if you've got any questions whatsoever that you were thinking about, or if you want to talk to me, just give me a call. There's no obligation at all. This information's free.
Yep.
I'd be glad to give it to you.
There you go, folks. Call him.
279-7431.
Call this man.
Looking for my
phone. Or what's that other number?
205-479-0839.
That's
for the Birmingham
people.
Birmingham.
Actually, I want us to start saying the Central Alabama area, because he goes all the way to Decatur, all the way to Tuscaloosa,
like
all the way back over to Georgia.
So
be inclusive.
So let it be written. So let it be done. See, I'm going to knock Terry out with the
Ten Commandments.
Yeah, you know it was on. It was on last weekend.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I liked it.
That's one of my favorites. Okay, now Bonanza. See, funny you say it, but you know there are words to that.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Come
Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash had a hit with it, but see if you can guess who this is singing this version of Bonanza. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Bonanza. Here he comes. Austin did a little Joe.
We chased it along till we finally struck Bonanza. With a gun and a rope and a handful of hope, we planted our family tree. We got a hold of a pot full of gold Bonanza. With a horse and a saddle and a rig full of cattle, how rich could a fella be? On this land we put our brand, our pride is the name. Fortune smiled the day we fired Ponderosa claim. Here in the West we're living in the best Bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's gonna fight with me. Austin, Joe, and Adam know every rock and pine. No one works, fights, or eats like those boys of mine. Here we stand in the middle of a grand bonanza. We got a hold of a pot full of gold Bonanza. With a house full of friends with a rainbow ends, how rich can a fella be? On this land we put our brand, our pride is the name. Fortune smiled the day we filed the Ponderosa claim. Here in the West we're living in the best Bonanza. The friendliest, whiteness, loveliest band that ever set foot to